现在订阅空中英语教室，不论找工作、升学或英检，表现更棒。快上
studioclassroom.com。
现在请收听教学节目。
Studio Classroom is here for you, helps you in all you do, helps you know to do. So tune in and now enjoy.
Hello friends, my name is Anne-Marie and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together. Friends, my name is John.
And this is Studio Classroom. We are on day two of our article all about Celine Dion. What did we learn about in the first day of our article, John?
Well, we learned that she was the youngest of 14 siblings. That's brothers and sisters. And she rose like a shooting star from obscurity, which means people didn't know about her, to universal fame, where everybody knew about her. She was really young when she began singing publicly.
She started singing at the age of 5 in her parents' restaurant that they ran. And then when she was 12 years old, she was signed to a contract. But what is Celine up to today? That's the question we're going to answer in today's lesson. Let's get right into our first reading for the day.
The Spectacular Celine Dion. In 1994, Dion married her manager, Rene Angelil, and in 2001, they had their first son. Then, in 2010, Dion gave birth to twin boys. While her personal life brimmed with joy, her professional life overflowed with global admiration. She once said,The only dream I ever had was to sing all my life. She has seen her dream come true in spades.
Hi, I'm Jack. 今天的 usage tip 是以 while 为句首连接两个句子的用法。从属连接词 while 有虽然或尽管的意思，经常会放在句首，跟 although 用法类似。 while 另外一个意思是然而，可以放在两个句子中间，用来对比或比较前后两个句子。课文中这句 while her personal life brimmed with joy, her professional life overflowed with global admiration.就是在对比 personal life 和 professional life 这两种状况，以凸显两者的不同。与 while 相似的另一个连接词是 whereas， 但 whereas 语气更为强烈和正式。来看个例句 ：While I like the proposal, I don't think it can be put into practice easily. 虽然我喜欢这个提案，但我认为它不容易切实执行。
Right, thank you so much, Jack. Let's get right into it, friends. We read here, in 1994, Dion married her manager, Rene Angelil, and in 2001, they had their first son. Then, in 2010, Dion gave birth to twin boys. Now, to give birth to just means to have a child, right?
Right, to have a kid. The mother gave birth to twin babies is a sentence you could use. You could also use the phrase to bear a child. That's a little bit more old English, but to bear a child or to give birth. She also gave birth to twin boys.
That's right. So here we see in our article, they are mentioning three different children that she has. I'm not sure if those are the only children that she has, but those are the ones mentioned here, friends. Now, the next sentence we read is our usage tip for today. Can you read that sentence for us, John?
Okay, we read, while her personal life brimmed with joy, her professional life overflowed with global admiration. So two things are happening at the same time, right? While one thing happens, another thing also happens. And there's a phrase here, brimmed with joy. I know that the brim is the edge of a hat, but this is something else.
Right. So if you are brimming with joy, it means that you feel joy so strongly, it's stronger than any of your other emotions. A lot of times when I hear the word brimmed, I think of the word overflowing.
Exactly. The brim of a cup or the rim of a cup is the very edge of it. So if something is brimming with liquid, it's like full all the way to overflowing.
So Celine had a lot of joy in her life at this time. Now there's a couple other terms we want you to look at in this sentence, friends. Right before that phrase, brimmed with joy, we see personal life. And a little on later in that sentence, we see professional life. A lot of times when we are talking about celebrities or politicians, we use these two terms to talk about what they are doing in private and what they are doing in public. So her personal life, of course, may not be as well known as her professional life, which is her life when she's on the stage.
Yeah, for a lot of celebrities, their personal life is hidden. That's their family, and they try to protect their kids, but their professional life is very public. People know about their profession or their work. There's this other word here, admiration. If you have admiration for someone or something, it means you think it's great, you really respect it. You admire it.
And that is the verb here, friends, to admire someone. I really admire you for how hard you work. I have admiration for you. Well, we read on here, she once said, "The only dream I ever had was to sing all my life." And it sounds like for Celine, her life really is a dream come true. That's all she wanted since she was small, was to be able to sing, and she has been able to do that.
That's right. That word dream can mean two different things. A literal dream is a picture you see in your mind in the nighttime or while you're sleeping. That is an actual dream. But we also use the word dream to mean a hope or something that you imagine happening. You can say, my dream was to be an astronaut someday.
I dream that one day I'll be able to travel more. That's what I really, really hope will happen. But we have a little bit more to read here, friends. She has seen her dream come true in spades. Now, if something is done in spades, it means that it is done to a very high degree.
Yeah, this is an interesting phrase because a spade is a shovel meant for digging dirt. So in spades means there's so much of it. You could say, we had trouble in spades when the hurricane came.
That's right. All right, friends. Well, we definitely have more to learn about Celine Dion. We still haven't talked about what's going on with her right now. But first, we're going to learn something new in our next reading.
The Spectacular Celine Dion. But Dion's life changed in 2016 when her beloved husband, René, passed away. Through her grief, she continued performing because she knew that's what René would have wanted. Then in 2022, Dion announced that she has a rare disorder called Stiff Person Syndrome, SPS, which affects her muscles and her ability to sing. Since that time, Dion has been working hard in therapy, promising to return to the stage someday. At the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics on July 26, 2024, that promise came true. The crowd applauded wildly as surprise guest Celine Dion gave the performance of a lifetime.
With the help of physical therapy, he was able to recover and return to his job. 借助于物理治疗，他得以康复并重返工作岗位。另一个相关的名词是 therapist, 这就是指治疗师。譬如 Because of the challenges I experienced in my own family, I want to help others by becoming a marriage and family therapist. 由于在自己家中经历过挑战，我想成为一名婚姻和家庭治疗师来帮助其他人。相关的形容词是 therapeutic， 注意哦，重音是在第三音节，念成 therapeutic， 意思是有疗效的，有益于健康的。譬如 painting or sketching in a natural environment can be therapeutic after a week in the office。在办公室工作一周后，在自然环境中作画或素描会有疗愈的作用。
Okay, thank you so much, Jack. We read some more sad things that have been going on in Celine's life recently in this next section. We see here that her life changed in 2016 when her beloved husband, Rene, passed away. Now, we have a lot of ways to say that someone has died in English. I will say that the term passed away is probably the most appropriate one in most situations.
It's definitely the polite way to say died, because many people are very scared of dying, so saying passed away makes it, or kind of moved on. There are polite ways to say that in English. You could say, my dog passed away last year.
That's right. So if you really bluntly say to someone, oh, my mom died or my dog died, it feels a little bit more difficult in a conversation. Passed away is the safest term to use. But we read on here, through her grief, she continued performing because she knew that's what Renee would have wanted. We have this term here, grief. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, this is a great term to describe a deep sadness. You can feel sad, but it might not necessarily be grief unless it's really, really intense sadness.
Her cat passed away last week, so she's working through a lot of grief. That means she's very sad and she's probably missing her cat as well.
There's a verb, grieve, with a V in there instead of an F that you will see. You could say, wow, the situation really grieved me. That means to make someone feel grief.
And that is usually a little bit different than when someone passes away. This is just a situation that makes you feel really, really sad and heavy. So those two terms are a little bit different.
Exactly. Well, friends, there's a lot more here. She, through her grief, she continued performing. Because why?
Because she knew that's what Renee would have wanted. Now, this phrase, that's what so-and-so would have wanted, is one that we often used when someone has passed away. The idea here is that if they were still alive, they would hope that you would be doing this thing.
That's right. So you keep doing it because that was the plan that they had before they passed away. Now we're coming to the modern time. We say then in 2022, Dion announced that she had a rare disorder, which is like a sickness, called stiff person syndrome, SPS. I had never heard about this until I read about Celine Dion's condition.
Me neither. I had to Google it. I looked it up a little bit, friends, and it is a very complicated disorder. But basically, the idea here is that it is a disorder of your nervous system, and it causes different parts of your body to kind of lock up. Sometimes people can fall over when they're walking. They can just have a lot of chronic pain everywhere in their body. It can be really serious. And I read, too, that it's actually very, very rare. Like, not a lot of people get this disease. So this is probably really hard for her to work through in her career.
Yeah, because it affects her muscles and her ability to sing. It actually takes a lot of strength in your muscles to sing powerfully like she can. And we read, since that time, Dion has been working hard in therapy, which was in your language lab, promising to return to the stage someday. So get back up and perform. Now, she performed really recently.
That's right. I actually didn't really realize this until our article either. I didn't follow the Olympics too much last year, so this was a surprise for me. At the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics on July 26, 2024, that promise came true. If a promise or a wish comes true, it means that something happened just like you hoped it would.
That's right. So this came true. She was able to return to the stage. And we read, the crowd applauded wildly as surprise guest Celine Dion gave the performance of a lifetime. We talked about something of a lifetime yesterday, but first this phrase applauded means clapped and sometimes even cheered.
That's right. If you want to use the noun, you can just say applause. So there was a lot of applause after she performed, or the crowd applauded because they thought she sounded so good.
That's right. The phrase we learned yesterday was actually once in a blank. And we talked about something being once in a lifetime. Here we've got a phrase, she gave the performance of a lifetime, which means the best of something that you've ever done in your life.
It must have been a pretty incredible performance if it's considered to be one of the best performances she has ever given. I have heard that her concerts are really amazing because she does have such a powerful voice.
Yeah, well, she'll be an amazing singer. It'll be amazing to see how she keeps pressing through after so much success and grief. Friends, now it's time to go to our very own Info Cloud.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud. Garrett, I heard you're going to the States next month.
Yes, I need to. One of my closest friends from college is getting married. He's been with me through thick and thin for the past 15 years.
That is one wedding you cannot miss. Let's talk about the phrase, through thick and thin.
The phrase, through thick and thin, means you always support or stand by someone, even when there are problems or difficulties.
I think of a verse from Proverbs. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity or hard times.
Yes, that is what being with someone through thick and thin means. We need to be grateful for the people in our lives who stick with us through thick and thin.
I agree. I'm grateful for my family for sticking with me through thick and thin.
Friends, I hope you all have people who stick with you through thick and thin. See you next time.
能够跟我们同甘共苦的人都是非常难得也值得珍惜的朋友。今天跟大家分享的用语是 through the thick and thin。Thick 是厚实 ,thin 是薄薄的。Through the thick and thin 指的就是经过那些很难熬的挑战还有比较顺利的人生阶段。Through the thick and thin 基本上就是同甘共苦。My family sticks with me through the thick and thin。不管我在逆境或是顺境我的家人都一直陪在我的身边。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
The Spectacular Celine Dion. Demanding challenges lie ahead of her as she will live with this condition forever. But Dion is nonetheless hopeful for her future. She says, I'll be on stage. I don't know when, but I can't wait.
接下来看这个副词 nonetheless, 意思是尽管如此然而我们来看几个例句 Even though the weather is going to be rainy, I am nonetheless excited about my first visit to New York. 虽然会是下雨天但我对第一次去纽约还是感到兴奋或是 This hike is a lot more difficult than I expected. Nonetheless,I am determined to make it to the top of the mountain. 这次健行比我想象的要困难得多。尽管如此，我还是决心登上山顶。再来看一句。They studied for days before the exam, but most of them did poorly nonetheless. 他们在考前复习了好几天，但大部分的人还是考得很差。
Okay, thank you so much, Jack. Friends, we read here, demanding challenges lie ahead of her as she will live with this condition forever. That's the sad thing about a lot of medical disorders, friends, is there aren't a lot of cures sometimes, or ways that can really make your life better by curing you. You just have to learn how to live with things. So that will be a challenge that she faces.
Yeah, there's a word here, demanding, that's really useful when we're talking about something that's physically or emotionally difficult. Normally the verb demand says, if I demand something, it means I'm asking and requiring it of somebody. But if something is demanding, it means that situation requires or asks a lot of strength and energy from a person, right?
That's right. And we use this to talk about people's jobs sometimes or their schedules. She has a really demanding schedule, or his job is really demanding.
There's another phrase that we see there. We read, demanding challenges lie ahead of her as she will live with this condition forever. And to lie ahead of means it is still in the future of someone or something.
Yeah, that's right. And we often use this to talk about challenges. Challenges lie ahead of us as we decide what we want to do next. That means there's challenges in front of us. But we read on here, friends, but Dionne is nonetheless hopeful for her future. She says, I'll be on stage. I don't know when, but I can't wait.
She can't wait. She's looking forward to it. Friends, is there anything that you can't wait? If you're going through a demanding time, maybe you're dealing with grief or a situation, I hope that you can't wait for what the future holds for you.
Right now, friends, I know what lies ahead for us. It's today's fun fact.
Hello, facts friends. I am Detective Ernest Finder, and I have a fun fact for you today. Did you know that stiff is an adjective that can describe many things, including the way a person talks and acts? S-T-I-F-F, stiff. But if someone speaks stiffly, it means they are uncomfortable, or being rude or unwilling to talk. Like this, they are not speaking smoothly, they're speaking stiffly. And that is today's fun fact. Oh, so stiff.
Friends, I hope you are ready for a deep question, because we have a good talk about a question for you right now. Are you ready, John?
I hope so.
Okay, here we go. Describe a recent personal challenge and how you handled it.
Ooh, okay. Well, recently I had to be away from my family and my dear wife and kids for kind of a long time. So how did I handle it? Well, I prayed and also made sure that I called my family, because it's always good to have friends when you're in a difficult time.
That is so true. I was going to have a very similar answer. I went back to the States to visit my family for the first time in 2 years, and I went by myself, so being away from my family was also very difficult for me. And yeah, I got through it. But what about you, friends? What is a challenge that you are facing? This is a great thing for you to talk about in English. Well, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And friends, my name is John. We hope you'll join us next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.